Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article from the 2023 Mid-US Fa Conference entitled, My Test with Illness Helped Me Adhere to Falun Dafa's Principles and Dissolve Karma, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in the U.S. The article was published on the Minghui website on August 24, 2022. I want to share a life-altering experience. I am a doctor of family medicine. I first heard about Falun Dafa in October 2020, when my wife, while searching on the Epic Times website, discovered this gift to the world. She shared it with me, and the following weekend we met with a group of practitioners. We have been practicing ever since. My medical practice has always consisted of my managing my patients from a place of health by working with the laws of nature and assessing the source to facilitate healing in my patients. My background is the traditional form of osteopathic medicine and its practice. Without going into this in too much depth, traditional osteopathic medicine has created a doorway in my life in which I have attained a medical degree and board certification in family medicine. But at the same time, I have learned the miracles of nature. Falun Dafa is truly a breath of fresh air that synchronized my life experience and opened my eyes to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and how crucial this is to our cultivation process. In December of 2021, just before the Christmas holiday, I was challenged with a significant illness that I never experienced in my 56 years. I never get sick aside from maybe a mild stuffy nose, and I never missed a day of work. I feel that the experience that I'm about to describe was a challenge to my character and my ability to forbear and tolerate my fear, as well as a clear indication that Master was testing and helping me get rid of karma. Shortly before the Christmas holiday, I was asked to treat a patient who was the father of a patient in my practice. This man was in the hospital with COVID. He was diagnosed 3 weeks earlier, and his condition was very grave. The family wanted him out of the hospital as they felt that he would not receive the best care there and would die. They wanted to offer him alternative choices of treatment, which the hospital refused to administer. I was asked to have him discharged. I did not know what I was getting myself into. I agreed to help. We had him admitted to an acute care pulmonary rehabilitation facility near my office. Over the next 5 days, I worked tirelessly, up to 14 hours a day, to see my patients during the day, and then I went to the facility to treat this patient. I became deeply attached to saving this man's life. Over the next 5 days, he initially was getting better but quickly declined. On the last day, which was right before I was to leave for Christmas vacation, he was rushed back to the hospital. I felt defeated and helpless. He died 2 months later. During those 5 days of caring for this patient, I drank a great deal of coffee to keep myself going, up to 14 hours a day. On December 22nd, I left for vacation, knowing that this patient was readmitted to the hospital. When I reached my destination, my wife immediately noticed how tired I was. I slept the entire day. When I woke up, I was suffering from intense fatigue and the most intense body aches and pains that I have ever experienced in my life. At the time, I simply thought I could just sleep it off and it would be gone by the next day, as this has been my experience in the past. My sickness lasted over 10 days. I never take medications, and my diet has always been organic and mostly locally grown clean food. My wife took great care of me, but as the days went by, she could see my frustration and fear that this was not going away. I thought I had COVID, but I refused to take a test. I treated many COVID patients, some who became seriously ill, but I managed to guide them through it and without hospitalization, and they all survived. My fear was getting the best of me. I thought of blood clots forming in my lungs, or pneumonia, or even death. I forced myself to practice the Falun Dafa exercises and go outside and walk. The pain in my body was so intense, and the fear kept after me, so I decided to prescribe myself ivermectin. My wife was also getting frustrated. She had never seen me like this. I was determined to get through this test and knew, even with my limited experience with Falun Dafa at that time, that Master was testing me. The medicine was on the bathroom counter, and I looked at it every day, but I did not take it. I eventually took a total of 3 aspirin and a few ibuprofen, but that was it. I could not sleep due to the intense pain and night sweats. Every morning I woke up suffering. This went on for over 10 days. I kept asking when this was going to end. I told myself that I had to persevere and forbear. I continued to force myself to practice the exercises. I was determined to practice the exercises. Little by little, I could find myself while practicing. By about the 10th day, I felt something shift. I could feel a sense of stillness inside of me, and I simply surrendered myself to the process. I accepted the fear and looked at it deeply. It dissolved. Then I recovered. I did not succumb to taking the medication. Looking back, the experience forced me to learn about my attachments in trying to save someone's life, which caused me to pick up karma. In the process, I had to suffer for it in order to release it. The Dafa qualities of Jen Shanren were so clear to me, and I knew that I was being tested. I had to adhere to the principles and force myself to get up and read the teachings and practice the exercises. I also had to be very clear of my own thought process and the interference coming in that consumed me with fear, that tried to distract me. I suffered through it and am so grateful for the Fa, knowing that I persevered through this test. I was also determined not to take any medication and to trust my body, so this was crucial to me. I simply accepted the pain and discomfort. I have now begun to see more clearly what my purpose is in helping others. My compassion for this patient was unwavering, and the commitment that I have was clear. However, as Master states in Chapter 3 of Falun Gong, quote, "So practitioners should take all material gain lightly, pursue nothing, and let everything unfold naturally, thus avoiding the emergence of new attachments," unquote. In treating this patient, I found that I had an expectation that something would change, and the energy that I put into that was my own attachment, and I suffered for it. Even my acceptance from the beginning in taking on this patient, when I look back and examine myself, was the idea that someone put that much faith in me to help them out of a crisis. That part was okay. My attachment and feeling honored was not. It went to my head, and this is not a mark of good character. I felt important. This is not good. Having faith in the Fa is crucial to cultivating through life, in evolving and passing all the tests that are happening every day, in my interactions with ordinary people. My clinical practice and the way I conduct it is a very fine line, as my interaction with my patients has to be clear and without the intention of my trying to save them. This is especially important when I place my hands on them. I'm so grateful to Master for this. I have found that my faith is crucial in helping others without compromising them or myself. Most importantly, again as Master states in Chapter 3 of Falun Gong, quote, "We ultimately want to achieve the state of nothingness and emptiness and be rid of every attachment," unquote. The Fa has opened my eyes to the depths of this universe and to the seriousness of cultivation. There are many dimensions outside of us that have a direct impact on our actions. I force myself to look inside in every situation that I'm faced with in my life and to let go of my attachments, as well as to be aware of any interference and conduct myself as a true practitioner. This has not been easy. This brush with illness has been a serious lesson for me, a necessary and crucial lesson that helped me move forward in my cultivation process. Bearing hardship is a pathway to get there, but understanding the Fa principles and improving Xingxing is the key. The Fa pushed me through this illness as a result of myself looking inside. In addition, it has helped me understand how my attachments have created karma, and that cultivation is a very serious matter. Thank you, Master.
The following is an experience share article entitled People Awaken During the Pandemic by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Australia. The article was published on the Minghui website on August 14, 2023. I started practicing Falun Dafa nearly 18 years ago and have benefited tremendously from the practice. I witnessed the compassion of Master Li, the founder of Falun Dafa. Given Master's compassion, I cannot express my gratitude enough. During the past 3 years of the pandemic, I've seen and heard many people awakening as they realize that Dafa saves people and that countless people have benefited from it. Here are a few examples. A year ago, I worked for the Chinese The Epic Times and had a lot of contact with readers. People kept telling me about their gratitude toward Dafa and their admiration for Master Li Hongzhi. An accountant in his 60s told me excitedly about his experience during the pandemic. When the pandemic was severe, he was required to wear a mask and get vaccinations at work. He said, "The pandemic is here to eliminate the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. I'm not a member of the party. I have nothing to do with the virus." He was fired from the company for refusing to get vaccinated. His wife quarreled with him, and he said to her, "I stick to my true nature to do things. Injections are useless. Why should I take them? They told me to wear a mask. Science can't deal with the virus, let alone a mask. I will not get vaccinated, even if that means losing my job. I don't believe I will starve." His wife was vaccinated and wore a mask every day when going out, but she contracted COVID-19 and was hospitalized for a few days. This time, she was convinced when her husband was not infected, even though he did not get the vaccine. The husband thought he should look for a new job. Surprisingly, he found one within a week. The salary was much higher than before. He laughed and said, "Although I don't practice Falun Dafa, I often read the Epic Times. I believe in Dafa and know that Master Li is not an ordinary person. I am a proof of that." When clarifying the truth online, I was chatting with a man who lived in China and practiced a religion. The vast majority of people around him tested positive when the pandemic broke out the second time. He was also infected with the virus. I told him to sincerely recite Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. He did and soon recovered. He quit the CCP and its youth organizations and began practicing Falun Dafa. Due to his environment, he could only read the Dafa books and watch videos of Master's exercises. He talked to me from time to time when he had uncertainties in the exercise movements or wanted to discuss some understandings on the Fa. Another time I was on a bus when two people got on. One of them, a man in his 30s, sat in front of me. He slumped in the seat listlessly and held on to the handrail in front of him as if supporting himself. I wondered if he was infected with COVID. I looked around and saw a woman sitting nearby suggesting with her eyes that I should move away from him. I smiled, but thought if I did, it would make the man feel uneasy. He might be sad if he saw me avoiding him. I am a Dafa disciple. Even if he is infected, he will not infect me. I repeated in my mind, "Falun Dafa is good. truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. After a while, this man seemed to regain his energy, and his hands stopped shaking. He looked at me, then gently retracted his hands and adjusted his posture. I was amazed. He turned into a different person within a minute or two. He had not heard anything when I recited Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good in my mind, but he benefited from it. He turned around and seemingly wanted to talk to me, but he was not Chinese and I can't speak English. He smiled, said goodbye with his eyes, and got off the bus. When I'm out clarifying the truth, I often tell people to recite Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, to avoid tribulations and keep safe. This auspicious phrase is a panacea, and whoever reads it will benefit. I didn't expect that miracles would occur by reciting it for others in distress. Seeing the changes in this person made me realize even more the supernatural power of Dafa. A fellow practitioner kindly suggested that it would be even better if I had told him to recite the auspicious phrase or had given him a small lotus flower. This incident allowed me to see the miraculous power of Dafa, as well as revealing my shortcomings and gaps in cultivation. Saving people is not simply just doing things, but it's also about one's inner cultivation. From now on, no matter what happens to me, I will deal with it with righteous thoughts and actions according to the Fa. Righteous thoughts bring positive energy, and negative thoughts bring negative energy. Positive and negative energies will bring different results. These three examples moved me a lot. The first gentleman, although losing his job, still believed in Master. His excitement and admiration as he told me this was really touching. The second person believes in God. He learned the truth about Falun Dafa during the pandemic and believed in Dafa and became a practitioner. The miracle in the third incident broke the framed thinking in my mind and let me realize that the power of Falun Dafa is boundless. I will practice more diligently in the future to further elevate myself in cultivation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.